Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, online at npr.org/Bryant Park. We're in your heart. We're in your soul. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Rachel Martin. Coming up, a conversation with BJ Novak from The Office. But before we do that, let's get the latest news headlines from the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thank you, Rachel. Deadly storms and tornadoes ripped through states from Oklahoma to North Carolina. Tiny Pitcher, Oklahoma, got some of the worst. Many homes there are gone. Some residents say they won't even try to rebuild. Scott Gurian for member station KGOU is in Oklahoma.
After surveying tornado-ravaged sections of Pitcher on Sunday, Oklahoma Governor Brad Henry called the extent of the damage both breathtaking and profound, but said he was struck by the strength and resolve of local residents.
We will get through this, pulling together, working together as Oklahomans, making sure that our neighbors have what they need. We will get through this, and we will overcome this adversity just as we always do.
The Weather Service says at least 8 tornadoes touched down in Oklahoma alone. President Bush called it a sad Mother's Day and phoned governors in the affected states to offer his condolences and pledge federal support.
Scott Gurian for member station KGOU in Oklahoma. President Bush is going back to the Mideast. He wants progress on Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. The administration hopes his visit will jumpstart the peace process. The president will be in Jerusalem tomorrow for Israel's 60th birthday. He'll also visit Saudi Arabia and meet in Egypt with Palestinian, Iraqi, and Afghan leaders. Gunfire kicked up again in the mountains above Beirut. This is pro-government and opposition forces are trying to stop days of violence in Lebanon. Dozens are dead. NPR's Peter Kenyon has more from Beirut.
The capital was quiet this morning, but the sound of automatic weapons fire was still being heard in the hills above the city. Hezbollah fighters clashed with Druze militiamen after 2 Hezbollah supporters were killed in a Druze village. As with most of the violence that began on Wednesday, it was the pro-government forces calling for peace. The Lebanese army, which has remained neutral in the conflict, took up positions in the capital and the northern city of Tripoli over the weekend. Analysts say barring some new incident, the sporadic ongoing clashes should die down relatively quickly. But the violence left little doubt that the Syrian and Iranian-backed Hezbollah militia is the most powerful force in Lebanon, which does not bode well for the Western-backed government of Prime Minister Fawad Sinura.
NPR's Peter Kenyon reporting from Beirut. And finally, bowling can be a tough sport. Just ask a politician. Aspiring presidents needing to beef up their score might want to visit Dale Davis. The 78-year-old Iowa man is legally blind, but that didn't stop him from bowling a perfect game this weekend. That's 12 strikes in a row if you're a little rusty on your alley lingo. He can only see the ball when it's in his hand, but he says he knows how he's bowling by the sound of the pins and the crowd. That is your news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.